New Testament reading is written in Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 5, to be found on page 1179 in the Church Bible. That's Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. And so Paul writes, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This is the word of the Lord.
Please would you stand for the gospel reading.
The Gospel is written in Mark, chapter 8, verse 27, to be found on page 1012 in the Church Bible. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. Hear the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Please sit down. I've been away at Wychcroft, the diocesan retreat house, with some of you for a couple of days. And we've been looking at some of the Psalms, and I've chosen a verse from a psalm as my theme for now. It's Psalm 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Before I was made a bishop, I used to be an archdeacon in this diocese, and when I left to move to Norfolk, my colleagues gave me a present. They said, "It's very dark in Norfolk." And they gave me this, which was very useful, really, for finding my way around little dark country lanes on a February evening in Norfolk. But I brought it as a sort of symbol of the lamp to our feet and the light to our path that I want us to think about. Perhaps you could hold that. You don't need to keep it on, because that might feel we're sort of picking people out. But if we turn it off and just hold it, thank you. The lamp to our feet, the word that the Scriptures mostly mean when they speak of the Word, is the Lord Jesus himself, the living Word. He's the way for us to walk and the light to show us the way. And you people who are being confirmed tonight are standing up in front of all of us saying, "I wish to be known as a follower of Jesus Christ. I want to go the way of Christ." And one of the questions I'm going to ask is about that. Perhaps you'd all look at page 5 where it says the decision. And after rejecting what's evil and repenting of sins, I'm going to ask you, do you turn to Christ as Saviour? Do you submit to Christ as Lord? Do you come to Christ the way? Are you going to follow Jesus' way? That's a brave and bold thing to do in front of family and friends. You're saying that you want Jesus Christ to be your Lord, and his word is going to be like a lamp to help you through life's journey. And the living word comes to us through the words of the scriptures. And one of the important things in the Christian life is to be a regular reader of the scriptures. And in the communion service that we'll have in a moment or two, I shall say, the Lord is here, and you will all say, his Spirit is with us. And our prayer for those of you to be confirmed is that God's Spirit will strengthen you and help you in understanding the scriptures and in helping you to apply them. It's not always easy in ordinary life to be a follower of Christ, and we pray that the Spirit of Jesus Christ will be with you to strengthen you, and the Bible will open up to you what the next steps will be. A lamp to my feet, it doesn't mean that I'm going to see very far ahead. Most of us couldn't have imagined what we'd be doing now, 10 years ago. But God's light is enough to help us for today and tomorrow and the next few steps we have to take in the journey of faith. And God's word comes to us also through the visible word, which is what some people have described sacraments as. The Holy Communion is a sacrament making visible God's word. And the broken bread and the poured out wine constantly remind us of God's love for us in the death of Jesus. And when we say, I repent of my sins and I turn to Christ as Saviour, this is something we do every time we take communion and receive again with our empty hands the tokens of God's love for us in the bread and in the wine. The communion shines God's light as a lamp for our feet. Your word is a lamp to my feet and also a light to my path. Perhaps the picture here is like a street lamp shining in the distance, showing us the direction to go in. Much of the Christian journey, if yours is anything like mine, is a bit of a fog sometimes, often confused and uncertain and unclear. We have questions about living in God's world, questions about God, let alone questions about the church. God's light shines in the fog. It says you may not be able to see very far ahead, but this is the direction to walk in. When it's foggy, we need a light. There was a ship at sea in the fog, and the captain saw another light ahead of him across the waves. So he sent a message urgently, turn 5 degrees to port. And the message came back from the other light, no, you turn 5 degrees to port. Well, the captain wasn't overpleased, so he signaled again, we're on a collision course. Please change direction, 5 degrees to port. And the signal came back, no, you turn 5 degrees to port. So he stood on his dignity and said, I am the captain of one of Her Majesty's destroyers. I order you to change direction. And the light came back. I'm a lighthouse, you suit yourself. Firm, fixed, definite, showing the way, also marking areas of danger. And God's word in Jesus, through the scriptures, in the sacraments, shines like that lighthouse across some of the fog. Doesn't make every decision for us, but it tells us something of God's character and God's love, gives us some rules of behavior. The Ten Commandments are really about a proper rhythm of work and rest, about respect for the family, respect for the value of life, marriage, property, other people's reputation, all the commandments are really guidance in loving. And God's word shines as a light in a world which too often loses its moral bearings and gives us the grace and strength to learn how to love. So in the fog of this world's confused morality, let the light of God's word illuminate your path. So we're all praying for you. We're here as your supporters and friends to pray for you, that God will strengthen you as you seek to follow Jesus, and his word will illuminate you. And you are saying, I am going to be a follower of Christ. In fact, there's a commission that I'm going to invite you and others to join in. So perhaps you'd all just look quickly at page 8, towards the bottom of page 8. This is for the candidates and anyone else who is going to join in with them. So I'm going to ask you, will you continue in the apostles' teaching? That's Bible study, fellowship, belonging to the church family, breaking of bread, that's communion, and saying your prayers. Then at top of page 9, are you going to persevere in resisting evil and, when you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Christian life's not always easy, and we're going to get it wrong, and we're going to make mistakes, and we're going to need a new start day after day after day. But we find that with God's help, we're given that new start. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Are other people going to see how you live and hear what you say and find that that shows them something about God? Will you seek and serve Christ in all people, loving your neighbour as yourself? Christian life is about loving service. It's also about concern for those parts of the world that are much less advantaged than we are, through poverty or through civil unrest or through terrorism or whatever it is. So we need to acknowledge Christ's authority over the whole of the world by praying for the world and its leaders, by defending the weak, and by seeking peace and justice. And a bit later in the service, I'm going to invite you to respond to all those questions. With the help of God, I will. And then I shall say, may Christ dwell in your hearts through faith. May God's word be to you a lamp and a light.